Your business model, it creates jobs. It creates upward mobility. It stabilizes the neighborhoods and the communities and the cities. And at the end of the day, you're one of the leading providers of smiles in probably one of the most important places in the world.
Welcome to the Global Experience. Get ready as we take you into the dynamic world of customer service and collections.
You will gain access to the secrets of success in the world of customer and employee experience through conversations with keynote speakers, industry mavericks, and CX and debt collections experts and influencers.
Let's get into it.
Saul Borner, welcome and hello, and welcome to another episode. Joining us in today's studio is the one and only global voice of CX, Dennis Wakabayashi. Best known as a customer experience journalist, MC, keynote speaker, customer experience consultant, digital marketing instructor, as well as a podcast host of CX in the Wild and the CXT show. Dennis, how are you doing today?
Hello. It's so nice to be here with both of you today and visiting my friends in South Africa. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's great to have you on. So, Dennis, before we get into the show, we like to give our listeners a better understanding where you are from your studio to ours. So how we like to do that is by you telling us which city or country you are in, the temperature, and the time that you are experiencing at the moment. So we'll start. We are in the sunny South Africa. Not so sunny today, actually. It was a little bit rainy, but it's still warm. It's 24 degrees Celsius, and the time is about 25 past four in the afternoon. Off to you.
You caught me. My world tour for 2024 starts at the end of February. So I'm in my home studio in Dallas, Texas. It's also been raining here quite a bit. So it's cold and gloomy, but it's about 40 degrees Fahrenheit because that's how we measure it here.
Okay. So it's...
It's 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
So that's pretty chilly.
It's chilly and it's 8:30 in the morning.
Early start.
Yeah, no better way to start your day, Dennis.
That's right. Coffee and the Newton crew.
Love to hear it. So maybe to kick us off, Dennis, you've had quite a journey in the CX world. Your audience is absolutely enormous at this point. I'm sure you'll talk about that a little bit later. But kicking us off, what led you to the world of CX? How did you find yourself in it?
The journey to customer experience for me really started as a young person. I started in a lower economic rung of the ladder. And I think the curiosity and practice of overcoming adversity led me to these human truths about the experiences of humankind. And as I got into the business world, I started to see a lot of similarities. You know, better customer experience is really about overcoming challenges in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And that really has been a theme throughout the entire journey. How can experiences for people be better? How can they be better for businesses? And that led me, of course, to talk to the people who make that happen all around the world, leading me to you, to South Africa. And also, it's given me an interesting perspective when I do my stories. For instance, when I was there in South Africa, doing stories from the front lines at the townships and their impact on the customer experience world at large, it's a different angle than a lot of other content creators produce. But I do think it's because I wanted to see what it's like to be at these other economic levels and make an impact to the global economy. So it's that sort of angle that I'm always working in my stories.
Yeah, and it's so unique and interesting, definitely, watching all your content that comes out. And I mean, roughly 4 months ago, you released a video about your journey to South Africa called The Hidden World of African Call Centers. So if you could put in your own words, your overall experience and your thoughts about call centers in South Africa, what would that be?
South Africa, I often say that Africa is the capital of innovation in customer experience. You know, each region of the world has a different angle on things. You know, when you look at Africa, you have this vast diversity of economic classes, and you have this interesting economy where everyone in customer experience, from the agents to the businesses, have to be extra smart, extra clever on how to bring value to the marketplace, and even then more clever to do it well on the global stage. And so that really translates into the call centers. Your people, they're empathetic, they're understanding, they have a sense of kindness under pressure that exists nowhere else in the world. If I just not trying to expose anyone, but because of the employment rate, you also have a huge desire from the people to be employed. Mm. And the call center businesses are such a healthy and positive impact for everyone on a human level, government level, and economic level. And that translates out to the global economy. So when you ask me, how do I feel about the call centers in South Africa? They're a gem. They're a blessing to the entire world. And I've done everything I can in the last year to share what a tremendous asset South African call centers are to anyone and everyone in the world.
That's so good to hear, Dennis. I think, yeah, we could not hear anything better than that. But I mean, it's interesting that you make the link to the empathy, the positive energy, as well as the high unemployment rate within South Africa, right? And I think it's so rare to have both, because on one hand, you've got some very difficult scenarios. But on the other hand, you've got people who are dealing with those scenarios and those situations with such resilience. Would you say that that's something key that you've recognized in South Africa, is the resilience of the South African people to maintain positive attitude, maintain general optimism during hardship?
Yes, but I wouldn't phrase it as resilience. While that is correct, of course, when I went to the front lines, and I went to the front lines in a bunch of different places, I even went as remotely as East London to talk to people there. One of the agents, I think, summed it up the best when he said, "Gratitude is a great motivator." And what I find with the call center agents in South Africa, more than other countries, even though I just got back from Belize, filming on the front lines there, they have a similar yet different dynamic. But I put it in context. From an economic perspective, Belize and South Africa are very similar in terms of cost and English speaking. But in Belize, they only have a 9% unemployment rate. So the call center jobs are kind of normal. Whereas in South Africa, there's a higher unemployment rate, so the call center agents are very grateful. And this gratefulness, combined with Ubuntu, combined with their ability to solve almost any problem in their own mind for themselves, makes them accessible as agents to all kinds of problems around the world. And they do it with gratitude, empathy, and cleverness.
And friendliness.
Yes, and friendliness. South Africans. That's so true. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, I think we might need to employ you as a salesperson for South Africa, Dennis, because you're doing a great job of it right now. But, I mean, going back to your experience, I guess, in traveling to the southern part of Africa, what piece of advice would you give to someone who has never traveled to South Africa that also might be looking for a contact center within South Africa?
For me, that might be a little more complex question than your normal podcast guest. And I'll just take a minute. When I think about the advice that might be shared to someone looking for a call center in South Africa, I would be thinking about things like the economic incentives that the government has. I would be thinking about the different regions where different kinds of call center operations exist, because there are different sizes and capabilities. But I would also be saying that my only other advice for someone looking for a call center in South Africa would be, do the math on the economics of going to South Africa versus another country. Yes, but also consider the gratitude and consider Ubuntu, because Ubuntu as a culture of I exist, therefore you exist, or I see you and you see me, together we do this. This cultural phenomenon only exists in South Africa. And it's pervasive through all people, and it translates directly into economic reward for companies who leverage Ubuntu as a cultural practice in their call centers. I would be saying, look at the geography, look at the economics of it, but look at the culture as a modifier or an asset that makes South Africa, in many ways, the best new world of customer care. And I would also say, bring a flashlight for the rolling, for the load shedding.
I like that one. You have to bring that one in. Okay, so Dennis, we're going to pivot slightly away from South Africa and call centers in South Africa. For those listeners that haven't listened to your podcast, I mean, I'm very interested to know, but you are the podcast host of CX in the Wild, as well as the CXT show. If you could provide what your target audience or who your target audience is, and maybe your overall goal for each one, I'd be very interested. And I'm sure our listeners as well would be interested to know.
Full disclosure, I have no idea who the audience is. But I'll tell you what I do there. The CX in the Wild show is a show that I have no plan for. It is literally wild. When I go out and I see people who say something inspiring, I have them on the show. And most of the time I'm doing it at events around the world. So I'm talking to CX people, but I've had civil rights leaders. I've had national heroes on the show. I have microphones, believe it or not, I have microphones with me everywhere I go in my backpack. So I can do at an airport, in a hotel, in a restaurant. So if you listen to the CX in the Wild shows, you get a lot of background noise. Sometimes people just barge into it or we have to get our food. But it's all about authentic, unscripted conversations. In 2024, I am doing some video conversations because I want to bring wider perspectives that I just can't get randomly. And the CXT show, we only have a couple of episodes now, but get this. I got a bunch of influencers from the CX industry together, 7 of them, and then I just spring surprise guests on them. Next week, I have a TikTok influencer who focuses on the law of attraction, and she's gone from like obscurity to being very popular, hundreds of thousands of followers in the last 3 months. And so I'll be able to get a conversation going where she shares her meteoric journey to influence with these other influencers, but we can talk about the human experiences, the law of attraction. And it's really just a fun show. It's really like getting 5 of my friends together and 7 of my friends together and just having a little coffee party or something.
Yeah, I love that. So your CX in the Wild, it's not in the wild. It's the wild world, anywhere you are.
That's right. Wow, maybe I'll change the name going forward. The wild world of CX.
Can we trademark that? Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
You have to give us credit.
So like on your travels, Dennis, so like obviously CX in the Wild is it's such a cool concept, because I think sometimes the shows that we listen to, the podcasts we listen to, they're so scripted. Mm. And I think it brings that authenticity that you're looking for, right? I guess, I mean, you've probably, I don't know, do you know how many countries you've traveled to at this point?
No. And full disclosure, my wife is the person who knows the geographies. I don't know where I go. You know, I probably went to 15 different countries last year, and I can't tell any of them apart because they all look like an airport and a hotel room and a stage.
Oh, no, not even time to do some touring there.
Or some helicopter flips, so you at least know what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on your travels, Dennis, you've obviously experienced a lot, right? So you've got a good flavor of each country, the customer experience, the good and the bad that you've had there. Do any come to mind from like a really good customer experience that you've had in a certain country and why, as well as a bad experience and why?
That, I just want to unpack that question. And I'll say my POV on CX, I don't think fits into that mold as much. Here's my basic thesis for customer experience. There is a lot of content and conversation and events happening in the world, okay? When I look at the world, the business landscape or the political landscape, there are things like wars happening, poverty, unemployment. There are a lot of stories that cover the drama or the challenge or the plight or the friction or the justice of the world. And those all have their place. What I try to do is find where the smiles of the world are coming from. For me, smiles, it's a hugely under-discussed conversation that every day, 24/7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there are people getting on the phone and calling other people who their entire purpose in business is to create a smile, to create customer satisfaction. And I just feel like in the media, we don't talk enough about the smiles. And so I don't feel like there's bad customer experiences or good customer experiences, although that is a topic. What I'm looking for is to reveal where the smiles of the world come from.
I really like that analogy. It's you, instead of saying, let's focus on the people that are positive or the positive things in the world, you just refer to as smiles. I really think that's something
I think special. It's just going down to the basics and fundamentals. I think follow the smile.
Follow the smiles.
That's right.
There we go. There's another tagline.
Which is why this is one of the reasons why I agreed to be on your podcast. You know, some people might think that, and they'd be right to think so. There's always a benefit to a collaboration. Mm-hmm. However, what's more important to me is that you, Newton, you're doing this business in an environment that has almost 50% unemployment, and you have a country where transformation at the economic, socioeconomic level is happening. It's a challenging environment. However, your business model, it creates jobs. It creates upward mobility. It stabilizes the neighborhoods and the communities and the cities. And at the end of the day, you're one of the leading providers of smiles in probably one of the most important places in the world. And it is basic, but I don't want this podcast to be perceived as anything other than I admire the work you're doing and the smiles that you're creating. And it's an honor to be here.
Yeah. And I must say, every day we come to work, we consider ourselves lucky to be in this business where we are creating jobs. And also 100%. Newton being the top employer 2023.
100%.
Yeah, not being humble thing. Anyways, so Dennis, since we are at the beginning of the year, off the top of your head, what are your predictions for 2024 in the CX world?
I predict that 2024 will be the year that we recognize the first international standardization of CX business practices, education, and certifications. That there has been a lot of diverse claims throughout the world in terms of what certifications you should have or what level of sophistication a business should have in terms of CX. It's been a very complicated market, but there will be new standards that emerge in 2024 that unify and galvanize practitioners of CX from students all the way to CEOs. That's my prediction.
Okay, so listeners, followers, if you hear that, at the end of the year, I want you to reach out to Dennis and ask him, were those predictions, did they come true? Were they correct? I think I'm keen to see myself.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we're going to have to do another recording at the end of the year to see.
Yes,
circle back.
100%, 100%.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do it live. Anyways, in August when I'm there.
Oh, yes.
When I'm in South Africa.
We can.
I just have to be in Johannesburg.
No, definitely. And then we can show you around our beautiful building as well. That'll be awesome.
That'd be great.
Okay, cool. So, Dennis, before we end up our episode, we like to throw in a little fun section to test your South African knowledge. I mean, you have been to South Africa before, so maybe you'll do better than you think. So we have prepared three trivia questions. We'll go through the questions and then you give your answer. And then at the end, we will see how well you did. Are you ready?
Okay. No pressure.
No pressure. So question one is, which province in South Africa is the home to the extensive system of underground caves known as the Kango Caves? Is it A, Western Cape, B, Eastern Cape, or C, Free State?
I would say Free State.
Okay, locked in.
Okay, we've got it down.
Cool. Question two is, South Africa is one of the world's largest producers of nuts. Which nut do you think it is? Do you think almond nuts, pecan nuts, or macadamia nuts? This is a very random question.
Pecans.
Okay, locked in.
Okay, we got that.
Okay, last question. What is the name of the island where Nelson Mandela spent 18 of his 27 years in prison? Is it A, Brenton Island, B, Robben Island, or C, Seal Island?
I'm embarrassed I don't know this, so I'll say okay. B, since you stuttered there, so Robben Island.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Good.
So, question one. The extensive system of underground caves, known as the Kango Caves, is actually situated in the Western Cape. It's about 17 miles long, which is 27 kilometers. It's quite insane, actually. So that was A, Western Cape. Then question two, world's largest producers of nuts. It's a very profitable business to be in, actually. I did the numbers, I think, last year sometime. It's insane.
You should get involved.
So it is. The answer is C, macadamia nuts.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then question three, the island where Nelson Mandela spent 18 of his 27 years in prison was Robben Island, number B. Answer B. So you got that right. So one out of three, not bad at all. But hope you learned a little bit more about South Africa.
I did.
And that definitely shows that you need to come back to South Africa.
August. Pretty soon. August, I'll be there.
Love. Cool. So Dennis, now back onto you. Do you have any interesting facts for us about your place of birth or the country, city where you are in at the moment?
My place of birth was Denver, Colorado, also known as the Mile High City. So it's 1 mile above sea level. And there's 300 days of sun a year there.
That is so cool.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Very cool.
Okay.
You're going to have to travel it.
Yeah, that's almost actually the same height above sea level as Johannesburg, actually. I think we're at like 1,300 or 1,500 meters above sea level. So it's close. Okay, cool. Well, Dennis, again, a huge thank you for joining us in our studio today. Besides our listeners learning a little bit more about you and a little bit more about South Africa and the call centers in South Africa, I think something that we would like to take away from this episode is that I think in this early 2024 period, we need to stay up to date with the trends and predictions for 2024. And I think you might be the best person to do that as well. To follow you, follow your Instagram, follow your LinkedIn. I think there's a lot of really, really informative data coming out of there. And we're excited to see the content that's shared this year and how we can be a part of that journey going forward.
Likewise. Let's do it. Let's collaborate. Let's make 2024 great.
Love it. Love it. So listeners, you can find Dennis on his LinkedIn and on his website, which will be in the show notes. But until next time, have an awesome day further, Dennis. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you had as much fun as we did and gained valuable experience insights.
Let us know what you think. Connect with us on social media and don't forget to like and subscribe.
Stay inspired. Stay customer centric. And know that the world of customer experience and collections is within your reach, the global experience.